can be done. Yes, it can be done. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It can be done. How often would we like our dreams, our desires, our goals in life to be done? How often would we like to have all the things that make life full and happy and rich and wonderful be completed in our life? How often would we go after our dreams, after our desires, and we call them not necessarily impossible, but rather difficult? Well, we'll always have those things. We'll always have those difficult things to achieve in our life because we are always thinking of something as being not done. And as long as we think of it as being not done, it is yet to be achieved. That's why we use the present tense positive, first person present tense positive, always first person present tense positive as we're thinking about any desire we have in our heart. Now, you name the desire, you name the thought, you name the dream, you name the goal, and you put it in a positive framework and watch how your attitude completely changes about it. As you put anything in a positive attitude, your whole idea, your whole attitude toward it changes completely. Now, no matter what it is that you have as your goal, no matter what it is that you have as your choice, it doesn't make any difference. Now, Christy's in London, and she's a nurse, and she's an outstanding woman in every single way that you could imagine. But Christy has a tendency to let some things distract her from her goal. And as she lets things distract her from her goal, she does not achieve it. Now, Christy has a nephew, two of them, and one is Ugo. And Ugo is a very outstanding young man. He went for his medical degree. He became a medical doctor and was quite capable of it. And then he went into a psychiatric degree. And he decided he was going to study that while he was in London. And he would lay down on the floor, in the living room floor of Christie's house, and he would lift his barbells and he would read his books on psychiatry, and he would be totally engrossed in all of the things he did. Now, the barbells were not necessary, but they are an adjunct to his learning experience. Because as he did that, he knew he could do it. As he did that, he knew that he could accomplish whatever goal he had in mind. And he accomplished it brilliantly. And her niece, Chioma, she too is a brilliant, fantastic woman. And everything she sets her mind to, she instantly does it quickly. Oh, she takes her time of relaxation, and her time of relaxation separates herself from her work activity, but her brilliance, her mind, her one-pointedness, she doesn't think of it as something that's not done or something that's to be done or something that's impossible to do. She just thinks of it as whatever her goal, that's where her heart is. And along with that, she raises a family and she has her home and she takes care of all the details that she has to do. And she's just an outstanding lady. Now, how does she do that? How does she be an outstanding lady? How does she be an outstanding mother, an outstanding scholar? How does she be wonderful in all areas of her life? She's wonderful because she can separate herself from the activities of her day, the studies of her day, and entertain herself with a little relaxation, and then come back in full bloom and full force to accomplish what she wanted to accomplish. Ugo did the same thing. Now, Christy has so many things on her mind. She has so many interests and so many callings on her attention that she doesn't apply herself to 100% doing her study work when she studies and doing her play work when she plays. That's true of so many of us. We mix our study and our play work up We say when we're playing, we should be studying. And we say when we're studying, we should be playing. When we do that to ourselves, we discourage ourselves from the inner brilliance that is so willing and so ready and so able and so now to express itself in and through our world, in and through our life, in and through everything we do. Yes, it's a wonderful thing, but it is something that can only be done when we learn the pattern of learning. Learning is not something that we are finding from the outer. Learning is something we're finding from the inner. And so to learn, we therefore must go within. And as we go within, we find there is all knowledge, there is all wisdom, there is all the genius that we choose to have in our life experience. However, if we are worried about learning and if we're thinking that we can't get it or that we don't understand it, then we have a true problem. We have a true problem. We have another student, similar to many of our students, and they read the lessons in the Art and Science of Wholeness. They read the coursework of the University of Healing. And as they read the coursework, they get so distracted by other things that their mind doesn't stay on reading their coursework. And therefore, they don't enliven, encourage, and make aware of their own inner mind what they're reading and what they're doing. And I sometimes say, well, if you choose to, just read what you want and put it on a disc, put it on a tape, put it on your recorder, and then have it play back a few times as you're reading the lesson. And pretty soon you'll find it so fascinating because you're gathering your secondary time and your tertiary time and all the other times to be aware of what you're doing right now. For now is the only acceptable time that we have for accomplishing anything in our life. If you want to accomplish anything in your life, you put your full attention to it. And if you don't want to accomplish it, you let yourself be distracted. So often we have desires for happiness in our life, and we continually think about unhappiness, and then we wonder why unhappiness is our forte. Unhappiness is our experience. To be happy means that you just let go of anything else, not any particular thing, but anything else. And you put your attention 100% on happiness, 100% on the desires and the goals and the experiences you have in your life that you want to have fulfilled for you. And as you do that, you find that you can accomplish anything. Students of the University of Healing work on their lessons diligently and wonderfully. And they say, how can this apply in my daily life? How can this apply in my world? How can this help me? Am I just doing this for personal growth, or am I doing this because I want to make myself into a more magnificent, fantastic, glorious person? And of course, the statement is, you want to be more magnificent, glorious, and a more fantastic person than you ever were in your world. How are you going to accomplish that? You're going to accomplish that by being yourself and having fun, by knowing who and what you are, by just fulfilling every dream in your heart so that you can enjoy all of the things that make you happy. Being one-pointed in our life is something that we all too often have put aside. We all too often have allowed ourselves to become distracted. We've allowed ourselves to be thinking off into many different dimensions, many different directions at one time. And then we wonder why we're not experiencing the success that we can have. When you read the life stories of successful people and successful businessmen and successful businesswomen throughout time, you find that they have been able to channel their time, their thinking, into realizing that this is their goal, this is their desire. It's already fulfilled. And they're merely probing their inner awareness of its fulfillment. And as they listen to their inner awareness of its fulfillment, it's done. They don't say, no, no. They say, yes, yes. They don't say, I will not make this big leap. They just say, Just a minute, I'll catch my breath now. All right, let's go. And away they go on any accomplishment, any dream, any goal, any desire, anything their heart tells them about. And they are a wonderful success. Success is not something that people can give you or that you can take or that you can ask for. Success is something that you know in your heart because you are peaceful, you are content, because you know that you are thinking the right thoughts. You're thinking the thoughts that you are successful, you are happy, you are fulfilled, you are doing everything in a brilliant way. And so it is with Christy working on her theses and her dissertations. She is doing beautifully because she is listening within, and she is not allowing her mind to wander to various other things, but she's being one-pointed on everything she does. Students who take the courses of the University of Healing are learning how to be one-pointed in anything they want and to fulfill it as though it were a piece of cake, a piece of pie, as though it were the simplest thing in the world. And so it is. Enjoy the simplest things in the world in your life. Name them, claim them, no matter how preposterous and how remarkable they may be. They're yours when you accept it and say, it is done now. And I say this for each of you, it is done now, whatever your dreams are. And I say for me, whatever my dreams are, it is done now. And I say for all of my loved ones, all the students of the Uni, all the people around the world who delight in learning to be themselves and have fun, I say, it is done now. Enjoy, for you are beautiful. And I love you, I love you, I love you.